It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Yes, tired or not, I thought I'd just try the second hour. And if I get weary, I'll just put on, you know, you'll forgive me, I'll put on a tape. But it would be nice to hear, you know, what you need to say, get it off your chest, and see if I can help you overcome a problem. The last person that called me just a few minutes ago in the first hour, he said, I spoke up to my parent. And I can't believe that came out of me speaking to my father that way. There's nothing wrong with speaking up to your father or your mother, and even when you're a young child. It's kind of dangerous to do that because 20,000, there's an article in one of the Canadian newspapers. I've got it tucked away somewhere on my computer. And I was going to bring it out, but it's good enough. The statistics are pretty firm. That in America, the last 10 years, 20,000 children were murdered by their parents. Now, you've got a little girl that was missing a baby on Fox News a lot, and it's all over the news. But it's not just this one kid. 10 years, 20,000 at least babies, children were killed by their own parents. Now, what kind of country is this? And that's just the killing part. That's actually almost five times as many as people who died in the war in the Middle East, in Afghanistan and Iraq. Can you believe that? This is a dangerous place to live in. And that's just not the one. We don't count the ones that are beaten and demoralized and degraded and abandoned. What's gone wrong with America? So I say, if you're a little boy listening to me, the best thing to do is hide your brilliance. Did you hide your brilliance? Do you know that you were picked on because you were brilliant? I think a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, I can understand without knowing the exact words that describe that understanding. He knows enough to hide who he is. Because in this wicked world we live in, and America's become a very wicked place. Now, you don't like this, do you? What kind of America is it that's true within 10 years, at least 20,000 children have been murdered by their own parents? Never mind the brutality. Never mind the beating of each other, parents. And how many spirits, how many souls have been broken, killed? You killed a spirit. You killed the person. What about the schools? They've killed the spirit of the children. No wonder they don't know how to be parents. They don't. The average young person today doesn't know how to be a parent. How can you be a parent when you're 17 or 16, for that matter? You don't know how to be. All you know is follow your impulses, and children get in the way of your fun. What about the abortions? God knows how many abortions. You don't know how to be a parent. You don't have to know how to be a person. They've even made abortion. It's so common to have so many kids being born out of wedlock by irresponsible kids looking just for pleasure and control. They made it a law, so you kill them. How many, what is it, 40 million, 50 million people, kids have been murdered? Come on now. This is Nazi Germany, you know, once removed. America's child death shame. Millions of children are reported as abused and neglected every year. Why is the problem of violence against children so much acute in the U.S. than anywhere else in the industrial world? it's asked by Michael Petit. I'm looking with the glasses. president of Every Child Matters. In the past 10 years, more than 20,000 American children have been believed killed by in their own homes, family members. That's near four times the number of U.S. soldiers killed in Iraq. That's exactly what I was saying. Now, I know why that's the case. I know it because slowly but surely, we've lost the family centeredness. We're not family-centered or God-centered. We've become animals, animal parents, turning out broken children, demoralized children. And it is almost an industry for the union teachers to do this to your children. And that's why.
The Foundation of Human Understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the Foundation of Human Understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Call Roy at 800-866-8883 between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. West Coast time.
My first hour, extrapolating and compounding on my usual thoughts to get you to face up to your problems and not project them onto other people. There's a tendency for every person to judge. To judge means to look down your nose at other people and project your guilt on them by judging them. When ever someone sits there and looks down the nose at you and is impatient with you and judges you, I guess got an energy to it, and if you don't know how to deal with the energy, you fall prey to it. And you get broken in your head. You get a broken spirit. Especially when a parent, if you're a child and your parents are cruel to you, let's say you have five kids, you may be a survivor. And I can't talk to 3-year-old or 4-year-old kids right now, but I can tell you that I wonder how many people listening to my program right now had to hide their brilliance, hide their innocence, because their father or mother would come home and beat them silly, and to the point of, you know, even killing them. Or not only just killing them, but just destroying them, demoralizing them, breaking. This is very common in America. And so it's become common. I can tell you why it's become common. Because you have been carefully manipulated for the last 60 years that I've seen by the media. You have been contaminated. You've been demoralized by through the media, through your universities and your schools, especially the union teachers, with a few exceptions, but very few, through music, the wrong kind of music, the misuse of art, and just all the, you know, all at university. You've allowed the university to be taken over by foreign agents, or I can't find the exact words, but socialism. Socialism is a poison. Government education is poison, and when it becomes universal education, which I don't think it will, but it might, it becomes a greater poison from which there is no return. And so right now you've survived your parents How many people have survived their parents? What do you think this program is all about, is surviving your parents? And the trouble is, will your children survive you? Because you cannot help but become the thing you hate. You will always become the thing you hate, and you can't stop it. And that's what you need to talk to me about. Now, the only way you can survive your wicked parents, none of you are going to call and say, I got wicked parents. But every now and then, someone's brave enough to say, yeah, I did resent my parents. They were very cruel to me. I know that most parents are no damn good. And it's not that they're no damn good because they're no damn good. They can't help being no damn good. They can't help not knowing how to be a parent. How do you expect a 16-year-old girl to be a parent? What does she know? What does she understand? The average young girl today is... We prized virtue in my time. Not that everybody was virtuous, and it's not that everybody doesn't make a mistake and eventually become mature and realize the errors of their ways. I get that. But too many people don't survive that. They survive to go on to produce another generation of vipers. And vipers who do unto others, their own children, what was done to them. And they can't stop. They don't even see themselves doing it. So if you don't dare to stand up to a parent like that, you're not strong enough. But when you get old enough, like 13, 14, there, if you're listening to my program, especially if you are 20, 30, 40 years old and your parents are still alive, are you still submissive? Are you still running from them? Are you still subject to them? Have they succeeded in ruining your life? And are you still hating them even though they're dead? How do you talk up to your parent when they're dead? We can't. But you can talk up to people who look like them, who represent them, because there are lots of people like your mom and your dad in this world. And once you can't help but be influenced by them the same way as if your parents were alive. And if you don't know how to deal with them, it only complicates your problem. You might marry somebody who's like your father, but not realizing you think he's the opposite. He seems such a nice person, or seems such a strong person. But instead of being a nice, being a strong person, he's a strong, wrong person, just like your father. Or he may be your mother. You know, you may spoil your kids. And you try to be the man, but you don't know how to deal with this womanly man, the one that gives your kids everything and spoils them like a woman would. And you're the woman, and you're trying to be sensible, but then your sensibleness is rebuked, and the kids belong to the womanly father, the one that spoils them rotten. So there's a lot of combination of rottenness going on. And here I am on the radio. I said, I'm too tired. I've been working hard, and I was looking forward to, you know, enjoying conversation with you, but these things must be aired out. I was just reading just a few minutes ago, in case you missed it, that millions of children are reported abused and neglected every year. Millions in America. And the problem of violence against children is so much more acute in the U.S. than anywhere in the industrialized world. Why is this? What have you become? No wonder we got the Wall Street gang. It's probably you nice people who did it. Lots of people look nice on the surface. They've got one face for the church and for their work, and another face when they go home and close the door. Which one are you? Are you the victim? Would you like to call me? No, maybe you don't. Maybe I better change the subject. You can't handle it. Why are you on drugs? Let me ask you a question. How many people are on drugs? Let's say, 40 million people are stoned out on drugs. Illegal drugs. What about the rest of you? How many people are taking drugs for something? Most of you. You're a drug-addicted culture. How do you expect to be normal? How do you expect to be gracious? What are you taking drugs for? An ailment? Let me tell you something about that. You shouldn't be having those ailments. If you lived a God-centered life, you can't have it. Let me talk to you about something. Let me see if I can... I got my computer. I just wanted to say a few things because I already said what I wanted to say. I am actually reading one of my books. A gentleman called Bill Wolf wrote a book called Gurus, Healers, Gurus, and Spiritual Guides. Half the book was dedicated to me. And you might look for that on my website, Paul. I try to find it. It wasn't easy to find Healers, Gurus, and Spiritual Guides. Is Paul there listening? Yeah. Is it possible to make sure that people can get that book that was written by Bill Wolf?
Healers. If we've got the source files, absolutely.
Yeah. See if we can just make sure that they can. I do recommend you read the story of the beginning of the foundation and how a prize, and not a Nobel Prize, but a distinguished CBS correspondent befriended me. And he wrote a book on other people doing the same kind of work, but he dedicated that, most of that book, to me. And I remember some of my words. I took some of the words because I don't use these words anymore. But I'm going to read some of it to you. I just picked something out of the book. It was a conversation between him and me. And let me read it to you. And so, and just for the fun of it, because there's nobody, I think I'll just go off the air about another half an hour or so. But because, you know, I'm not engendering calls. I don't expect for you to be honest enough to call up and say, yeah, I'm one of those people that's been abused, or I've done the abusing. But anyway, I'm going to talk to you about it anyway. And so, and I said, most of you are on drugs of some kind. And so most of Americans are drug addicts. Whether you get drug from your doctor, or you get drugs from illicit drugs, stronger drugs, nearly all of you are on Ritalin and Prozac or whatever it is, some kind of mind-numbing substance. So this is part of my conversation with Bill. I just picked up. It's not. He would say nice things in between. The Roy Masters with his brown, handsome, flashing eyes. He would say all these nice things, but I'm just picking up the things I was saying to him at that time. Here it is. Men can be sick or unhappy about any one of a million different things, merely because he's broken one or more of the laws of life on the physical and mental and physical plane. Only when he's in great pain does he begin an intense search for help, usually the wrong kind. At other times, he is deaf to the small voice within. Sometimes pain is the only thing that can jar the ignorant into beneficial action. The healer who removes the pain without implanting the understanding of a higher life is doing a distinct disservice to his charge. Then he says, Roy Masters claims he leads the people to truth. He does not teach them the things they must discover for themselves. The proper handling of life's challenges, problems, stresses provide a healthy, natural growth for the individual. I'm going to stop here. Diogenes said, as a matter of self-preservation, a man needs good friends or ardent enemies. For the former, instruct him, and for the latter, to take him to task. Anyway, I go on. When a person believes they do not have what it takes to meet the challenges of life, they often camouflage their inward lack with all sorts of information. Actually, the so-called intellectuals use their storehouse of knowledge to justify their ignorance. Intellectuals are usually pretty ignorant. You do not need to solve your problems, because he asked me a question. Well, how do you solve your problems if you don't need doctors and stuff like that? I said, you don't need to solve your problems, because as people fall from the truth, that is, when they lose their center of equilibrium, it is then when they need the solution for problems that have come into being because of the fall away from reality. they are blind. In their blindness, people grope, and they blunder. And when they blunder, they get sick, and they create all sorts of problems because they fall from the truth. People need doctors, lawyers, ministers, marriage counselors, psychologists, and prisons. All kinds of problem solvers who should never have come into being in the first place. They wouldn't be needed if we could solve our own problems, which we can. All these people can possibly accomplish is to guide their patients further and further away from themselves instead of leading them to themselves and from where they have fallen, so that all the healing takes place by the healing of the inner nature, so that you can see you do not need to solve any problems with the right attitudes. They will solve themselves. He was asking about how you solve the problems. I said they solve themselves if you have the right attitude. What is that right attitude? You can talk about it. You can read about it. But you still haven't got the breadcrumb trail to where it is. Each person has a moment in experience in which the most important decision of their life is made. You can choose to be above all creation, looking contemptuously down upon people, places, and things, desiring to dominate, to manipulate the outcome, to have creation praising or glorifying you. Or you can choose to submit to the power who made them all, but you don't know where he is. There's nobody there to tell you, not even the priest or rabbi. The moment of truth to which I refer comes when you decide to perform a right act, when you must do what you must be done regardless of the price you must pay. You do this even if it means sacrifice, danger, or financial hardship. As I see it, this does not have to be a heroic act such as a soldier might perform in battle. It can be as undramatic as when my wife, God bless her little cotton socks, quietly informed her daughter's grade school teacher that she was impatient and therefore not effective as a teacher as she could be. And this she did in front of the entire class. The teacher was shocked at first. This is in 1967 when my wife did this. This is a true story. The teacher was shocked at first, then broke into tears. Not the least perturbed, my wife sat down and waited for the teacher to stop crying before she proceeded to explain her statement. She could have written to the principal, complaining about the teacher, or she could have repressed her feelings. Instead, she chose to act from within in the moment it seemed necessary. She did not fear the repercussions, the embarrassment, or the unpleasant scene. She provided the stress for the impatient teacher and the stress for herself that tested each their ability to act properly in that particular situation. The moment of truth for some could be telling a loved one what one had been frightened to say previously. It could be the way a parent handles the situation with his or her children, or the way the child redresses his mother or father. The moment you forfeit the right in order to attain a personal advantage or affection or appreciation, you forfeit the pattern of growth from the nature of grace. This thesis is pretty much the same in all my lectures. The way I approach it can be startlingly original, extremely forceful. Man is the only complete when he finds perfection complete within himself, functioning out of the spirit, regardless of the circumstance or the outcome, not trying to control it. Man must learn and each moment live spontaneously from within. Otherwise, the root of man's nature will be in the world outside. There is a hypnotic influence in this world that leads us away from what is right for all of us. By eliminating the response to outer stimulation, one can survive and starve the roots of unfounded fears. Now that was, if you would go to my website and look for that Healers, Gurus, and Spiritual Guides, I think you'll find it's called by Bill Wolfe. And it's about about 30 or 40 pages about the beginning of the foundation of human understanding. As a matter of fact, if you want to read the whole thing, it's about 50 pages. But I think you'll find it very interesting as to how this reporter went on the air with me, and allowed him for people to call him so he can investigate the help I gave them. And I think you'll find, and they were freely able to allow me to him to write it in the book, the experiences they had, which were very interesting experiences. So anyway, let's take our next call now. Let me see. Tomorrow night, by the way, before I take my call, tomorrow night, I'm going to start giving away Be Still and Know. The thing you download, the thing that the military get for free, the what helps everybody, I give it free to the military on a CD. And you pay $15 to download it. It's going to cost you nothing. And I want you to enjoy that. There'll be a drop-down menu if you want to use it. Don't have to. And if it works, you can just go back to the menu or give a donation to the foundation if you want to. No obligation. And the reason for this, I want to make this viral. I want you to promise me something. That download it and don't just pass it on from your computer. Send them to my website so they can download it. That way, I can profit by anything else they want. But the basic exercise the military gets and really works, what I got won an award for, meaning the two houses in Iowa, both the Senate and the House of Representatives, had a bill in the House that was passed. Both separate houses each passed a resolution, whereas, and the governor himself passed a resolution, the third one. And I have the pen that he signed into law, and because of the work that I've done. So I've done something good. So if you will take advantage of what I'm trying to do, I want to be able to make this viral. If I can make this go viral, half the country will get better within a few months. In other words, you won't be drab. You'd learn how to be a father. You know how to be a mother naturally. You don't have to buy books. It comes naturally because you've lost it through your emotional states. You've been broken by your emotional upbringing, by the school, by the confusion, by making you doubt yourself. And so if you will use it, then find 10 people. Now, only two people might respond. But if it's two people, it's still exponential. Within 6 months, I want to see this spread. Get them to come to my website, also download it for free, for no charge. I don't care if you give any money. I want to save this country. And we've got to save this country. I've got to save you from the country. I have to help save you from yourself, what got in you since you were a kid, that you may not be able to see. And you wonder why your life has gone so wrong, and you're so broken and so miserable, and you've replicated the life of your own parents in your own marriage, and you've gone to the third and fourth wife or husband. It's no good. It's not going to work. It's all planned. The destruction of America is the destruction of the family. It's all carefully done. Abortion, all the rest of it, the passing of strange laws like homosexuality is normal. It's not. The same-sex marriage is insanity. But you think it's normal because you're mesmerized to think it's normal. Every mesmerized person thinks that what is normal is abnormal. I can show you, if you want to go to my website and on hypnotic states, I can show you a person changing his shoes on the wrong feet and preaching everybody in the audience that they got their shoes on the wrong feet. Don't you think you can't be mesmerized by the media and music and authority? Now, I've been saying
in the opening of the program, but I'm not able to get to it. But I have somehow got to it with our last caller, right? That we are being acted through, and the best of us. I mean, the best of us are guilty of that when I say you're not really guilty. You're only guilty of not facing it. That's all. And to the degree that you think it's you, then you will try to remedy you, and then you're struggling with yourself, and that's what it wants. And it inside you complicates itself inside you, and other people trying to help you also complicate it you because they can't save you. They're going to make you feel better about yourself, which is only making you worse. It means you don't have to face yourself if you feel better, by any means. You had better watch out for the healthcare system. Better watch out people who, love you at first sight. Could be love at first bite. No. Hypnotic States of America. If I can get enough books sold, if this foundation can, if you will buy one for someone or get somebody else interested in it and discuss the subject matter in and sort of have a little group going on. See, and there's, all I want to do is awaken this silent jolly because you're all of you are broken kids. And then you vote. And you can't help but vote, like looking for love in all the wrong places. So you somehow always manage to elect the wrong people. But they look okay to you. Or you're always drawn to the wrong person. Love at first bite. How comes you're always finding love in the wrong places? Looks like love. That's why you elect the criminals to power. And that's why the criminals will multiply misery and suffering, because they program you to be submissive. And they can make you do anything you want once the die is set. All right? Don't like it? Go fry your face in a thunderstorm. Lightning bolt. Because it's true. Every word I said is absolute gospel. This whole program on the subject, absolute gospel. It's in the Bible, but not said quite as astonishingly accurate in as it applies to the reader, as you will find in Hypnotic States of America. Now, does this mean to say you should replace my book with the Bible? No. You'll appreciate the Bible much more. Everything. All of a sudden, it lights up like a Christmas tree. But you need to read this book as preparatory to ever picking up the Bible again. And even going to church, if you don't mind. Because the minister may not like it. And your rabbi may not like it. And your doctor, psychiatrist may not like it. Although I have lots of psychiatrist friends that do, that love people. And they kind of not doing this, practicing what they were taught in college. They've kind of changed everything. That's why they're my friends. If they didn't, they wouldn't be. Hypnotic States of America, please. Thank you very much for your patronage. I'd like to help America, and they wake up the living dead, which is what you are.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
This is Advice Line program number K6719. That's K6719. To order a copy of this program or to order additional materials, please call the FHU office at 1-800-877-3227 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time.
Yes, my website, even though I was speaking about my website, it's FHU.com. Be careful. Because there's one of the search engines that when you put FHU in there, .com, I tried to get FHU.org, but it's held by a homosexual group. And so one of the search engines, instead of bringing you to my website, takes you to fhjude.com, and you hear me giving talks and things, and then you have very perverse video next to it. It is really disgusting. Such disgusting people. These perverted people. Anyway, I can't see the perverts are no different from drunks. They cannot help being a pervert. And so you've got a behavior that becomes sanctified as a right. It's like robbing and murder and abortion. I mean, abortion is also is a right. What's wrong with this? Like Hitler Germany. And you, how do you good people put up with it? I tell you, you're gutless. That's how you put up with it. I remember a picture of a minister holding a dead baby in his hands. And all the degenerates were outraged. How dare you bring this? How dare you show this to be a real baby? See? One that was just killed just before it was born. What kind of people are you? What kind of people are you that are able to be so gullible as to vote for same-sex marriage? What kind of people are you? Maybe you should vote that drunkenness is a normal behavior. Why not murder? In Hitler Germany, murder was the rule of thumb. You're a good German if you're a good murderer. You got up the higher the ranks in the bureaucracy. The more cruel you are, the more bitter you were, the meaner you were, the more you're worth to the system. Isn't that what's happening in America? Isn't that why you're electing people worse than yourselves, like cannibals? You know, electing cannibal kings. Isn't the pusher worse than the pushover, the addict? Because the pusher rises from the dirt. It rises to the occasion of your perverse needs to feel good about yourself, good about your rotten self, which is becoming ever more rotten, which means a bigger dose of service from those who rise from the earth, from hell to service your needs with drugs. So look what you got across the border. Look what you got across the 30 million Americans are being serviced by gangs across the border. Used to be a beautiful place across the border. You could walk across it. 60 years ago, it was a peaceful place. America's never Mexico wasn't always the best place to live, but it was peaceful. You had always had corruption there, but not like this. And who's responsible for the corruption? Who's responsible for corruption? Is it the gangs down there on the border killing people? 25,000-30,000 people murdered? No, it's the people who take drugs, recreational drugs. 30 million of them, 40 million of them, or probably more than that. You've all taken drugs somewhere down the line, and guess all of you have been responsible for the death of thousands and thousands and thousands of people struggling to win the favor of your miserable carcasses. In other words, we call up the devil, don't we? Isn't that what we're doing when we're taking drugs? We are calling up the devil. We're calling up lowlifes to service us. Like the cannibals will always be cannibals because they will always elect a cannibal king lower than themselves. They love them what they are. Why do you think you are attracted to all the wrong people? Because it's lower than you. Someone lower than you loves you the way you are. Don't you understand? Do you understand that you got the identity of the people who violated you in you, and it cries out to be mothered, to be nurtured by that same spirit? Don't you understand? Upside down. is everything's upside down. But what you need to be is saved from the spirit of the world that rises to the occasion of your various perverse needs. My dear friends, your country is finished unless you wake up. All those people on Wall Street are broken people, but not everybody in the Tea Party is as good as they look. Just because people love the Constitution and wave flags doesn't make them good. And also it doesn't make the people on the Wall Street bad either. We don't know who's bad, right and wrong anymore, do we? We don't, do we? Now, but you can understand me. You can understand me. You've got to change. Because if you want a better country, you have to learn to be self-regulating. And when I mean self-regulating, you need to be saved so you can be self-regulating. You need to learn to stand back from your thoughts, stand back from your habits, and learn to observe them out of existence. You know, but I'm trying to say there is a way to find your way to the light that you lost. You had it as a little child. The reason why you're broken is because you were smarter than the rest of the family. You're broken because the average person today, if you are a bright person, people have no tolerance for your brightness because there are so many broken people who have become exactly like what broke them. And they have no tolerance for innocence. They have no tolerance for, you'll find all those people in positions of power like union school teachers. As a teacher, I possess a tremendous power to make a child's life miserable or joyous. I can be a tool of torture or an instrument of inspiration. I can humiliate, humor, hurt, or heal. In all situations, it's my response that decides whether a crisis will be escalated or de-escalated and a child humanized or dehumanized. Dr. Chaim Ginot. Now, I'm not one of those people who wants to torment you, but I will torment the tormentor. If you're upset with me, good. I'm not me. I have no intention to hurt you. But to hurt your feelings, I don't mind. Because your feelings need to be hurt in a good way. I'm telling you the truth. That should hurt your feelings. But it's a good hurt. Don't think because I'm outspoken and strong and say things as you know they should be said, but you've given tepidly into them. You voted for same-sex marriage. You voted for, you know, abortion. You voted for all the things because if you have an advertiser and they have enough money, you'll vote for anything. You vote for the devil if you had enough money. And it seems like the devil is getting enough money to get you to vote for them. You're going to be voting for people who bringing down your country. You'd be surprised how many people would vote for the devil, or vote for Adolf Hitler, or vote again for Stalin, even though if you had an audience, if you would have an audience today, and you have a Ronald Reagan-esque person and an Adolf Hitler type, with that kind of way about him, which is a certain energy swagger that is clear to the wicked who can recognize the wicked, and it takes one to know one, and the good who recognize the good because it takes one to know one, and they both give speeches, and everybody would look normal. You wouldn't know when the crowd of 1,000 people, you wouldn't know which one was wicked, which one was good. Then you'd have a vote who had gave the best speech. The good people would vote for the good people, and the wicked one would be divided. Right in that place, you could be divided. Now, you have an election coming up pretty soon. I'm not going to bother with this election, but I tell you, the worst people, there's enough rotten people, there's enough spoiled, brainwashed, government-dependent people who will have a lot to lose if the wrong person gets in and denies them their privileges. And that's the difference. In other words, the government becomes the pusher that rises to the occasion of those who are needful, who cannot function for themselves, who are not independent. They have no tolerance for conservatives who are noble and self-reliant. You can't build a dictatorship with noble people. You can't rule the home if you have bright people. You must demoralize and degrade. And the bright ones and those who are degradable will turn upon the innocent. And the innocent will always wonder why he's always being broken and he's done nothing to deserve it. Why? What? You know, what have I done to deserve this? Why do they treat me this way? I haven't done anything. That's been your life, hasn't it? It's everywhere. It's got to stop. All right, now we take our calls. I'm sorry, but it took a little while to raise up the audience. Now, who do I talk to first? I'm sitting here, and all the calls are coming in, and it's almost the end of the program. Who goes first? Paul, tell me. Oh, line five, Denise. Hello, in Illinois. Hello, Denise.
Hello.
Hello. What can I do for you?
I'm calling in because I've heard your show tonight. I have an extreme past of extremely serious emotional abuse.
Yes.
And a parent that was extremely immoral. My father was moral. But he left me with my mother when I was 9 and left for Europe. And I had a pretty normal life until that point. It was very strict. I was raised on stories at night, bed by 7. And then the next thing I knew, my mother had a mini skirt on me and high heels. And
I get it. So what's the question?
What I've done is I've had to disengage from family.
That's good.
And I've let go of everyone. My brother is a thief.
But then you should be free. And man, let them go mentally. Disconnect. Drop your resentments or hostilities. Understand they could no more help. They could not help themselves because they came from broken families who broke them. And
right.
But you're a survivor. Enjoy your survival. But you just be happy, be free, be happy, drop your anger towards your parents, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Can you
right,
let them go?
I have done that. The problem is that I always feel like I'm the responsible person because they are also dysfunctional, and they have children. And these children are now becoming the victims, little children, 7, 9,
I know.
Little baby.
I know. I've got, there's some of that in my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. So it's too far removed. There's not a whole lot that you can do about these things. Just do what you can. There are certain things you cannot do. There are certain things that you have to watch. You can't stop a person from having an abortion. You cannot stop those who do the abortion. You can't. You may not know what's going on, but you can't prove it. And I tell you, the mental health and the family services, you know, most of them are worse than the person, the people they're rescuing the kids from. I tell you, the country is finished. And the only way that you can recover, look, please, listen to me. I'm offering free of charge what works for the military. It overcomes what cannot, has never before in the history of the human race, I mean this, in the last 200 years of psychiatry, no one has ever been able to overcome what they call post-traumatic stress disorder or shell shock. But all the anomalies of mental illness that lead up to it also are vulnerable to this system. It will work where nobody else has been able to help you, where all the drugs have failed. Now, not for everybody, just for good people. Now, you may not feel like you're a good person. That's good. You may feel like you're a good person, but you've got problems that bad. See? So it may not, you don't know, but I'm asking you to download this CD for free tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's going to be free at my website, fhu.com, and I want you to do one thing. Is to spread it by linking other people you know who have problems. Make it your work to make this go viral.
if I can make this download viral so the whole country is able to get it, within 6 months, half of the country will no longer need drugs. And I swear by that. Prove me wrong. I want it to spread like a virus. And everybody's attitude, this administration is afraid of me. They will do everything they can from now onwards to stop me. I promise you that. Osiris won't like what I'm doing. They know that I will be able to turn good people around. Yes, meaning they get better. Not that I care about their politics, but I care about their spirit. But that's the same thing. Don't you see? All right. Be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
This is Advice Line program number K6719. That's K6719. To order a copy of this program or to order additional materials, please call the FHU office at 1-800-877-3227 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time.
Hello, Diane in Hawaii. This is Roy Masters. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Mr. Masters. Do you remember me at all from Boston?
Well, I know it says Hawaii, but your voice, I don't know who you are.
Oh, well, I've been following you for, I don't know, probably 30 years.
Well, we only got about 7 or 8 minutes. So could you...
I wanted you to know that I'm one of those people, I mean, I have a lot of innocence, and I'm working for a very corrupt system, so there's a lot of uncertainty in my life, and I want to know how I can deal with that uncertainty through...
Well, now let me bring it to me. I'm never uncertain. I live in a state of never uncertain.
Yes.
I may not know what to do, but I'm all right with it. I come to a situation where I do not know what to do, but I do not panic. I just don't do anything until I see what I need to do. But if you don't know what to do, it's usually that you're not meant to do anything. It's the pressure that wants you to make a decision, both of which, whether you say yes or no, both are wrong. You just look at it. It goes away.
Yeah.
There's a certain magic to being trusting your intuition and not moving without knowing. Without knowing why you know.
So
that would be a perfect confidence.
Uncertainty is good then, is what you're saying.
Well, right? No. I don't have uncertainty. I don't have certainty. I don't have uncertainty. I don't know what it is. It's neither one. Anything I put my mind to I can do. And I expect the unexpected. And whatever it is, I go through it. And whatever it is I have to do, I do it with all my heart. Whatever I see not to say anything or not to do anything, I don't do it. I don't say anything. In other words, people want to intimidate me and argue with me and pull me into an argument. I just sit there and watch it go away. See?
What about the insecurity that comes with...
I do not have any insecurity. I don't have it. Whether I had money, when I was poor... and had a dollar, I never felt insecure. And now that I'm not rich, but I've made a living, I'm 83 years old, I have a house or two, a few houses that I can rent. I'm not
83.
rich. 83? Yeah, I'm 83. But the point is, I actually don't hardly spend any money. I'm totally happy in everything I do. And I don't feel happy. I'm just do it. It's just a life of doing things, but you can't, I never get dismayed. I never get excited. I never get upset. But the point is, I have a state of, I don't know, it's like, it's a state of okayness. And I'm able to manage what needs to be managed and deal with whatever needs to be dealt with, whether it's illness or an adversity.
an adversary. I don't know what it is. I always come out smelling like a rose.
Me too.
In other words, adversary who is that? I just want to repeat what Diogenes said. Paul put this up on the screen for me. As a matter of self-preservation, a man needs good friends or ardent enemies. For the former instruct him, and the latter take him to task. Being taken to task is very, very valuable, because having trials and tribulations is a very good thing. Don't run away from it. Face it with confidence, right, without being right, angry and frightened. See? That's where your strength comes from. Strength comes from adversity.
Proud of me, Roy.
Okay, good. I got to take another call then. Okay, Frank. Not Frankenstein, but Frank. Hello, Frank. Where's Frank?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi, Frank. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you? I've been listening to you for a couple of years now, and my faith waxes and wanes. Not in you, of course, or your methods, but in myself. So I guess I call once again and I ask, with your using your daily meditation, can one get back to that original state of self-assurance?
All you need is one thing. That one purpose is, what's life all about? What's my purpose for? Your body is a machine, and inside this machine, this is homunculus, this person that's inside the machine, and this person inside the machine has a creator of that machine, and a creator of the soul to guide this. Like, for instance, if you had a big boat, a big ship, and you're the captain of the ship, what would you do with the ship if you didn't have the owner to give you a cargo and deliver it somewhere? What would the purpose be for the ship if there's nowhere to go and you don't know what to do with the ship? That, in other words, you need to have intuition and to have a purpose, find your life to be purpose-driven by the spirit that made you. Just have that desire. That's all you need, is a desire to do the right thing, and it will come. The meaning will come, but you find it mostly in adversarial situations. Let me give you an appeal. I would appreciate you supporting my work, and not only to save you, but to help save your country. And I am engaging in focusing my mind on a root cause of it. And this is very difficult to listen to. And if you want to, you know, keep my program in the air and keep me, you know, working my gift, I would much appreciate it. I really would, because I love my military. They give their lives for us, and we piss them away. So excuse me, I'm saying that, but we do. And they know more, you can no more solve your problems with psychiatry than they could. And so your pharmaceuticals and opiates, they won't cure anything. You can't cure emotional problems and the diseases that come from emotional problems being upset and turned upside down, so that your body doesn't function properly. And your behaviors, you know, bring you more serious problems, and you overreact to them, and before you know it, you know, your life is gone. But there's no real treatment for these personal things. A personal relationship with our Creator is missing, and nothing else can really fix it. You get a bit of relief, but it doesn't really cure it. It only encourages you to depend on that relief, and that's dangerous. It's okay if you can just relieve the symptoms while you're looking for the roots. I'm just to start running off in the mouth when I need to ask you to support the program. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 800-877-3227 or fhu.com. You can do business with a credit card or bank account.